USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One of President Biden's more controversial nominees for a cabinet-level position has withdrawn her nomination. Neera Tanden, the president's pick to head the Office of Management and Budget, asked the White House Tuesday to pull her nomination from consideration. She had been under scrutiny for past tweets criticizing some members of Congress. Several key senators, including West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, had said that they would not support her confirmation. And the United States has announced sanctions on senior members of the Russian government over the poisoning of Putin critic Alexei Navalny. Seven officials, including the head of Russia's Federal Security Agency, were sanctioned by the U.S. in conjunction with similar efforts from the European Union. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Tuesday's sanctions are just the beginning of a series of penalties against the Russian government.
These actions today demonstrate that there will be accountability for the use of chemical weapons and actions that violate international norms and abuse human rights.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ending all restrictions on business and ending the mask mandate in his state. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Speaking in Lubbock, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said people do not need the state telling them how to operate.
All businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
Texas businesses can still limit capacity, require a face mask, or take other safety measures if they so choose. But the state mandate will end next week. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Some private companies are choosing to keep their mask mandates in place. General Motors and Toyota said Tuesday employees at their facilities in the state will still be required to wear masks at work. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A surge of unaccompanied minors has been seen at the U.S.'s southern border in the last several weeks, with the White House Tuesday calling for nearly 20,000 additional beds at immigration facilities on the border to handle the influx. The Department of Homeland Security estimates that more than 117,000 minors will try to cross into the U.S. this year. Representative Michael McCaul says that's the result of the mixed messaging coming from the Biden administration. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that human traffickers will take advantage of the confusion.
It is the worst message to be sending to the traffickers who are smuggling these kids across the border. To see a 45% spike will take us back to the Obama administration all over again. When Mayorkas, and I've known him for a long time, when he says, we're not saying don't come, we're just saying don't come now. This is a terrible message, and they know. They're very smart down there. It's a business operation. And when you hear that messaging coming out of the White House, we're going to damage all the good we did the last 4 years to stop illegal immigration is going to be damaged within months.
And an infamous serial killer has died in a California prison. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
A California serial killer known as the I-5 Strangler in the 1970s and 1980s has been killed in his cell at Mule Creek State Prison, southeast of Sacramento, California, shortly after midnight Sunday. 81-year-old Roger Reese Kibb died at the prison where he was serving multiple life sentences, being convicted of 7 murders. Police officials say they're investigating his death as a homicide.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.